stop talking.
Yeah, that was 100%. Yeah. That was 100% why.
That's what I was trying to do.
It was not, it's not his fault. It was my fault. I didn't realize where we're at because I have no idea what happens before he starts counting.
It just is dark and it.
No, that's
like,
not. But you guys heard the.
But I don't know where we're at. We can't see the videos that you play so prior to the lights going on.
And sometimes you play Playing with the Boys, which is like 17 minutes long.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but would you guys want to hear? Yeah, like, how did you like hearing?
I think it worked out fine just now.
Fun little.
You like? Doesn't matter to me. I don't need to hear anything. Just count me in, baby.
No, what I'm saying is, you could hear all of it. Do you want to hear all of it? You can't see it, unfortunately.
Can I hear specific ones, like the Cougar one and the Free Chicago one, so I get a good little chuckle in the morning before this?
No.
Not like selective.
That's not
hearing.
Possible. You can either hear all of them or none.
It's just not a hill I want to die on. You know what I mean, Kev? I just don't have a pony in this race. I'm fine either way. Remember I just decided I wanted to ask Cool Greg for a coffee 5 seconds before he went live. Then he apologized to me for not getting me the coffee. Then I apologized to him because I was like, I didn't ask for one. I'm confusing you.
Yeah.
Now I want one.
Mm-hmm.
But when I asked him to bring me a water, I should have also asked him to bring a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would have, I'm like one tripping the shit out of him right now. One tripping, of course, being a term used when you're a food server and people, every time you come back to the table, they ask for one more thing.
Yeah.
And it's
they
like, could
you
all
and then
you
want ketchup.
Just fucking ask for everything together.
Now people are
but now,
saying
what's up?
That the audio is off sync.
Okay. Do I turn the TV up? Does that help?
I mean,
if I do this, does that help with the audio being out of sync?
Yeah, Nick, that helped. Thank
I think
you.
It's
does it
perfect.
Help?
I think
I don't know what
excellent.
Else to do. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for July 18th. It is
back.
Wednesday, and guess what? That means we are one day closer to San Diego Comic-Con, which is... I am both, it's a double-bladed edge, no?
Double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword, and here's why. For the one, I love Comic-Con. Thursday, Friday, lots of news, of course, going to start dropping. Probably midday today, I would imagine. We're going to start seeing some trailers, things like that.
Which is exciting,
but for right now,
we'll have things to talk about while you're gone.
Exactly. The unfortunate flip side of that coin is right now we have nothing to talk about. What's up, Kev?
I opened the door for Tim,
yeah.
And then I just stood there like this.
Yeah.
It was awesome. He did not handle it.
Is he wearing those pajamas that he was wearing yesterday?
No, weirdly enough, he's not, even though he's going to be on a plane.
Weird.
Cool. So it's going to be a fun show today. Joey Noel, of course, joining me for all the audio listeners out there. I got to do the whole spiel, the rigmarole. If you guys did not know, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We join you live each and every day, twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. Thanks, Cool Greg. 11 a.m. We go for about an hour, talk about all the nerdy news you need to know. We also get into probably what's happening with all of our personal lives. And then, of course, we try to get Kevin to take his shirt off. That's just what we do here. He has yet to do it, save for two times that I can think in recent memory. And
just both taking times, his shirt off?
Well, just to get bongoed.
Yeah. You know? And even that's not a full takeoff.
It's it's a joke that we never want to die.
So at prom afterwards, my mom was like, hey, just so you know, you guys did it wrong. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, they should have given you a mic. I feel like your laughter is a big part of being bongoed. It just didn't feel complete.
Well, your laughter does. Like, every time Kevin laughs, like an angel gets drunk or does something. You know what I mean? Like, every time Kevin's
laugh. There's definitely repercussions to Kevin's laugh in some other
There's
realm.
Something that happens where, like, when it laughs, it goes all the way up to heaven and an angel has to do blow or something crazy like that. You know, like something devastatingly destructive to its psyche. Of course, if you guys want to watch live with us, like so many of you are, like Sir Citadel or Nightwing 593 or Mr. Yasmin 300, we appreciate that so much. We're going to be talking to you guys throughout the show. And of course, at the end of the show, we'll give a little extra special time to our subscribers. The big question of everyone's lips is, how do you subscribe? Well, you can give us five of your hard-earned dollars, or if you'd like, you can use Amazon Prime and give us your free Twitch Prime. That way, you can link the two, and it's very, very simple. I gave mine to Sancho West. And he's dead to me.
Hasn't even thanked you, dude.
Has not thanked me.
I've been looking at your Twitter. Not one thank you from him.
Not one. And it's sad.
I've been looking at his Twitter, if I'm being honest.
I mean, I'll look at everyone. I looked at Joseph. No one's thanked me. And it's just disgustingly sad.
I hear he's really good at Fortnite. I know he was playing with Andy yesterday, and Andy didn't want to play with us.
Oh, that's cool.
Is that why Andy left?
I mean, that's why Andy... He started way early. I think he started when we started. And he just wouldn't join our thing. And I was like, it's fine. He's doing duos with Sancho, getting all them chicken dinners or whatever the hell they call it now.
Or taco meals. That's what Kevin referred to.
What do they call them? Taco meals?
Yeah, this morning.
I don't think that's The tournament. Like,
is that the thing?
Taco Royale, isn't it?
Is it taco? Is taco involved?
No, there's no food involved in this one.
People say taco.
They call it taco, see?
Because they say chicken dinner taco. Yeah, it's a thing.
Is it a thing?
They say Taco Royale.
You're a fake fan.
Yeah. I don't know that. I've never heard anybody.
Andy has said it before, and I was like, what does that mean? He goes, well, you know, winner, winner, chicken dinner, something, something, Taco Royale. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But how much of that is Andy just fucking with you?
It's, I don't know. Why would I know any of this?
Dude, if it's Andy,
I'm surprised I knew that at all.
Or Nick, it's worked on me now, which I like.
That Andy's throwing out, well, maybe we're making it a thing.
Hell yeah.
Have we all considered that? Maybe it's a thing because we want it to be a thing. And isn't that how all things are and get started?
Because people like us want it to be a thing. You will it into existence?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're up against the wall today. I don't know why I'm so tired.
I slept
9 hours last night.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm jealous. Is it because... Have you actually gotten a weekend yet? Or have you guys just kept rolling? I feel like I missed some chunks of time.
I think we got last weekend. Yeah, we got last weekend.
Got it.
And I'll get a little...
You know?
I don't know. I mean, I'm worn down to the nub a little bit, but I'm having a great time. And it's just all sorts of great stuff coming up, including SDCC. Kevin, let's go to housekeeping.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
First up on housekeeping, X-Men, of course, in review is going to keep going. I don't know why that was so low.
What was low?
Why is that not low? I don't understand how audio works. Of course, we are doing the Wolverine this week, and next week we will be doing X-Men.
We don't have audio here, that's why.
Cool. The Wolverine is this week. Next week is, I believe, Days of Future Past.
It is. They are doing the Rogue Cut for everybody that's asking.
The Rogue Cut. Yeah.
And for Wolverine, we did do the Unleashed unrated version.
Right, which is by far better.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, better.
Recommend.
We'll see if the Rogue Cut's better.
I've heard good things. It's crazy how much the unrated version did for me.
I know. I distinctly remember really liking Days of Future Past. I've seen it twice now. So I'm excited to go back and watch the Rogue Cut and see how much of a different movie it is.
I think with the ending, it's hard to not fucking love it, you know?
I think Scoptima 7 asked a really important question and said, has Ignacio Rojas been timed out yet? He has not.
It's been a whole 8 minutes.
But we'll see. Show's not over yet. Kevin, bring this up.
All right.
Mr. Greg Miller.
Mr. Greg Miller has gone down to L.A. one day early. And why, you ask? Well, as according to his tweet, life keeps getting crazier. I've been cast in a Ghostbusters World video. Full scoop and plenty of BTS stories on his Instagram. Instead of following him, though, go ahead and follow me on my Instagram. That's super fun. Yeah, Greg got a chance to actually be a part of a commercial spot for this product. I'm very excited for him. Now, a question for you is, how much of that did he already own? Answer, 90%.
Yeah.
No, that's the proton pack from the movie.
No, that's not but his he proton owned, pack. But the Miller suit, all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, the
is
Miller
his.
Suit, sure.
The made. I think he even got, like, all the holsters and stuff Ted, who's the guy that made his proton pack.
Does this officially make Greg Miller a Ghostbuster?
I mean, he's damn, I think he's as close as you can get without being in a movie.
This is really, go over to his Instagram stories. I want to see what the full thing is here.
Nah, fuck him. You know what I mean?
Nah, I like
him. Just
teach
people how to follow you on Instagram instead?
But people already follow me on Instagram, Nick_Scorpino.
All right, here we go.
A bunch of white dudes come through. Stay tuned. Ooh, building the drama here. 20 hours in LA before SDCZ.
I'm a Ghostbuster, like for real. In an official Ghostbusters video, new post has deets.
That's
so cool. That's
so cool.
That the picture before
that's on
in this
Sony's
story
back lot, right?
Was Greg looking the most like an 8-year-old
oh,
child
go back
excitement
to it. He's so
than
excited.
I've ever seen.
Well, it's cool they give him the gloves too. He's got like the.
Is it slowly panning in, or am I losing my shit? No, it's slowly panning in, right?
Yeah, apparently it's slowly panning in.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that it did that.
Well, I didn't know it did that. It's freaking me the fuck out.
Yeah, I thought I was just the loser.
I thought I was having a stroke.
It's like all of those like weird like photo montages that your mom puts together for
Thanksgiving. Or the ones that Facebook puts together without asking you, and you're like, fuck you, Facebook, you don't know me.
Also, how did you know all of these people in this picture without me tagging them?
Sadly, I never post on Facebook, so it's always just the same like five pictures over and over again. This is so cool. I'm so excited for Greg, and I'm so excited to see how this commercial turns out.
Yeah.
What is it for again, though?
It is for...
Can we say?
What's it say?
I don't think it says what it's for.
Well, read his post.
Let's say it says, no way to overstate how crazy life is. I've been cast in a Ghostbusters World video.
Ghostbusters World, I think, is the
What's Ghostbusters World?
That's a great question. Today I'm on the Sony Pictures lot at Ghost Corps, HQ for the Ghostbusters franchise, in my full uniform, wearing a proton pack, and shooting with the Ecto-1. This isn't a cameo. I'm the Ghostbuster in the project. I'm struggling to put into words what it's like to not only finally be here, parentheses, a month ago. I was jealous of Shu and Herman's photo with the Ecto-1 on the lot. But to be here in a professional capacity, wow, you, yes, you, literally make my wildest dreams come true by supporting Kinda Funny. Thank you. I can't say it enough, heart, parentheses, BT dubs. My stories are going to be packed with stuff from this.
Such a baby, you know what I mean? Like, oh.
No, he loves it. No,
how is he a baby?
It's so cool. It's so cool.
It's the, like, dumb Go game.
This is the Pokemon Go, but ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
How is Cool Greg not obsessed with this yet?
I'm sure he will be. Right? I'm sure he will be.
It's so fucking loud.
I'm pretty sure this isn't out yet, and that's why. Because I feel like if it was out, Greg Miller would be playing this every day.
I'm excited to see how this turns out.
Oh, I meant Cool Greg. Sorry.
I know, but
I'm sure Greg Miller will be playing this too. Man, Ghostbusters is great.
Oh man, it's dumb how excited that like made me.
Yeah, it's not
it
out
shouldn't.
Yet.
It shouldn't have. But it's. It
Can we also get Cool Greg a Ghostbusters outfit?
Yeah.
And can we?
Can
just
it
send
say
them
cool,
out?
Cool Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joey, and then this
can we just send them out on adventures and have them be buddy cop Ghostbusters?
It's a little offensive to me, because I have put on a Ghostbuster outfit and done stuff with Miller on air.
But you just said, how is Cool Greg not obsessed with this game yet?
Well, yeah, he liked this game.
So that's why we...
I'm going to put it out there. Now, I love that 4 is the perfect number for Ghostbusters, as we've proven with all 3 Ghostbusters films. Well, 1 Ghostbusters film. I think we should all be Ghostbusters.
That's not bad.
I think yours should say Joester.
Okay.
Kevin's will say Kevin. Mine will say Cheeto Fingers. Andy's will say Nitro Rifle. Tim won't want to play. He'll just go over to the back room. He won't be a part of this.
Oh, man.
And then Cool Greg will say Cool Greg. It'll be cool.
His Ghostbuster outfit would just be sitting on his chair for like 6 months. Tim.
Sitting in a bag on top of the printer, because that's where he puts all of his stuff now.
Do we make Tim Janine?
Tim could be Janine.
And
we could change the character to not giving a fuck. And I think that was actually kind of Janine.
I was like, I think that's what they
were
going
for. Yeah, that kind of works. That's perfect. Well, congratulations to Greg. I'm super excited about this. He walked me through what this was, and of course, in perfect Nick world, I was like, I know it's a Ghostbusters game. I know it's kind of mobile, but I don't know what it's called. Yeah. I don't understand. And he's like, I guess it'll be Ghostbusters. I'm super excited. Ha! And then he left, and I was like, Greg's got so many things going on in his life, it's impossible to keep up.
It is.
It's impossible. But everybody send at Greg Miller. No, at Game Over Greggy, not Greg Miller. Yeah, actually, you know what? Fuck it. Send at Greg Miller as well some sweet, nasty love. Wish him a good day and hope he's having a great time.
Greg.
Of course, I'm going to rejoin Greg in San Diego later tonight when Tim and I go for Comic-Con. It's going to be fun. Of course, stay tuned for all those things. Kevin, bring up. Can you bring up the SDCC post?
Oh, sorry.
Might as well go through that right now. I've talked about Comic-Con 5 times. I did not reorder these properly. This is what I always do. I always screw myself over. Because I come out of housekeeping wanting to talk about the last thing. And then I screw up. Of course, if you guys want to see all the fun things we're doing at San Diego Comic-Con, go to kindoffunny.com/SDCC. That's right. We have a cool website, and we finally figured out we should make it work. It's this week. Greg is hosting the Marvel Games Hall H panel Thursday. We're all hosting Rocket League's third birthday party Thursday at Petco Park. And guess what? You can get in. It's free. You don't need a badge at all. So if you're in the San Diego area, please come down and say hi to us there. Kind of Funny streaming with Skybound Friday morning. Greg's hosting the Pool Panic World Championship from the Adult Swim State Park Friday night. And finally, there's a sold-out Skybound meet and greet on Saturday. And I love that we're just rubbing that in people's faces. You can come.
But you can't.
But it's sold out. That's all the fun stuff happening there.
Packed weekend, man.
Oh, I'm excited about it.
What happened to the other ad?
We changed it.
The one with Greg's face?
It was so funny.
Yeah, but it doesn't make us money.
I like to think.
You see what
does.
I'm saying? It just feeds Greg's ego. Besides, I had fun.
More Instagram followers now.
Besides, I had fun making that art. What do you think?
It actually looks really good.
It looks very same.
But it also looks very prom-like.
Yeah, that's why I like it though, because I like that splash of color up there.
I do too. You nailed
this. This is fun for me.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
Good.
Let's never let Greg access the website ever again.
I mean, you gave
this is your fault. You're the one that gave him the login.
You know, the thing is this. If I give him the login, then he'll just do all sorts of cool posts, and it will help the company.
Okay.
If I don't, then you have to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. He nailed it, dude. He's right.
Would you rather you do it?
Talk about party mode.
No. Well, sometimes. I usually go in and fix stuff anyways.
Fair point. Talk about party mode.
Kevin, bring this up. Newest party mode is live right now, kindoffunny.com. No. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. Me, Greg, Andy, and Tim played, that's right, Rocket League. We are having all Rocket League month leading into SDCC. And by month, I mean we played one last week. And we've got another one. And here's the thing about this. We had to re-record this because we had some technical issues.
Uh-huh.
And I want everyone to know, I played a lot better on the second one than I did on this one. But freaking Andy and Tim were like, no issues, this one. Why? What do you think?
Yeah,
because they had a good show. Because they had a good show.
I watched this last night because I hadn't seen it yet.
What'd you think?
Very funny. There was a lot... There's a lot going on in this.
We are
so many things.
The LaCroix boys.
The LaCroix
and I'll tell you right
boys.
Now, if I wish we were at a point where we could actually continue all these stupid jokes, but we just forget about them.
Yeah.
But
it's
just,
a thing.
Like, just don't.
What do you mean?
I also like that you're the LaCroix boys, but Tim is the only one wearing an actual LaCroix shirt.
What's even better is that didn't occur to us until we started filming. And I was like, oh, Tim's actually wearing a LaCroix shirt, which is freaking hilarious. Shout out to Rocket League, though, man. I will say this. We played Rocket League back in the day when Dunham brought it over.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a cool game. Never played it again. Played it last week, and I was like, why do we not play this game more? Turns out, really fun game.
Yeah.
Really, really fun.
Fast and Furious Soccer.
Do you have it on your Switch?
Yeah, I downloaded it. So we should play it.
100%. I really want to.
Does Andy have that cool pink and blue car? Because it's really cool.
No. Andy does. We had the DMCs, the DeLoreans. Me and the LaCroix boys only drive DeLoreans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Andy and Tim had the other one. So go over and watch that. It's really, really fun. And I think at some point we're going to put up the alternate cut.
I think that's a Patreon exclusive.
Is that going to be a Patreon exclusive?
Really? Yeah. There's also like a... They put... After the standard game that you guys played, there's also like a post-credit game.
Oh, that might be that.
It was cool. Like a... Yeah.
Is that the one where my wife logged into my PS4?
Yes, it's that one.
God bless it. One day I'll understand how technology works. Lexi Gunner brings up a very good point. Says Rocket League is great while drinking. Man, I can't imagine it's not great while drinking.
That's way too much coordination.
Oh, man. Who cares?
Oh, man. I'm very excited for this first story, Nick.
Me too. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to the first story, of course, if you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level, both Joey and myself will read those tips in synchronicity. We will read them together, and it will be perfectly
synced. Please attempt that?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because guess
read them
what?
In sync?
It was like, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
You don't have to. I think it's a choice.
Nothing.
Is it a choice?
Or we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you guys are, I'm just saying, policy. You guys are making the choice. No, that's...
So is it a policy then?
No.
Policy is a loose word for the open door bathroom policy. It's more of a freedom that we enjoy here in this office. You see what I'm saying?
We really don't like it and are happy that we are fully instituting the closed door mandatory rule.
Listen.
Closed door mandatory
mandate
rule.
At that point, right?
First off.
Excellent. Yeah, mandate. It came from the top. We can't stop it.
We have not voted on any of these issues. The internal kind of funny Senate has not voted on any of these issues. And Greg Miller, as the president of this company, has not vetoed any of these issues. So I'm just saying, they're still
on the
ballot.
President? Is he the president?
I think so.
Is the CEO the same as president? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, we'll call him the president.
I mean, why not just call yourself the president? You could have been like... You could have just given yourself that right
there. It's not a responsibility.
It's too late.
The thing is, if I call myself the president and push it through, when the inevitable lawsuit comes, my name will be top on the list.
Yeah.
See, if I put it on Greg, he has to deal with all the paperwork. Now, good question, Joey. Isn't Greg just going to make me do it? Yeah, 100%. But at least some of the liability will be pushed on his shoulders.
Yeah. Are you responsible for curating and maintaining the kind of funny bylaws? Does that fall under your jurisdiction?
Yeah, I actually am. Weirdly enough.
Oh, man. That's a lot.
So as part of the bylaws, and I'm having this written into our official corporate bylaws, the open mouth policy, when it gets passed, will be on there. Open mouth kiss policy.
What's scary is that you actually write the bylaws. Like, the company has bylaws, and you're the one that writes them.
It's true.
Like, so he could sneak these in, and no one would ever know. Because nobody would
have, we would all have to vote on them. Yeah. We would all have to vote on them. And by all, I mean legally.
When was the last time you guys voted on bylaws?
It was when we formed the company. One, there was no real vote. It's just kind of, they just put them down there. We're like, yeah, that's good. Because their bylaws isn't like, they're just very corporate boilerplate. Long story short, though, if I put these in, everyone has to vote.
Got it.
This can't just be like a, hey, board of directors style thing. I need everyone to vote. Why? Great question, Joey. Mm-hmm. Great question. Because then again, if you vote yes, then you can't sue.
Can't sue. He's right.
But what if I vote no and it still gets passed?
Why would you vote no?
I'm just again, I'm asking
why
hypotheticals.
Would you vote no?
Joey, I'm just asking hypotheticals. I would like to know what my options
Joey,
are.
Just your so options you know. Are yes, no, or abstain. But if you abstain, that is a vote for yes. I just want you to know that. That's you saying, I don't care. And then later, if you come and sue us, or if Kevin sues us and you both abstain, maybe you weren't here the day of the vote. Maybe I didn't tell you by accident. But that's an abstination.
So if I didn't, so I just abstained by default?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joey,
I vote no.
Like, Joey, as far as I know, and again, I mostly studied bird law. All of this is, in fact, legally binding.
Okay. Now, Kevin, as our legal team, HR team, and official science team, has weighed in on this. So we are all in a great place right now about the open door pee policy.
Which one
again,
do you feel more
not
strongly
not an open
about?
Door poop policy. Definitely the open door pee policy.
More than the open mouth kiss policy?
Yeah, I'm not so wound up on the open mouth. The open mouth kiss policy is like when you submit a movie to the MPAA.
That's like the entry level.
And you're like, we want a rated R movie, so let's submit like all sorts of crazy shit we know they're going to cut out of it so that we can get the stuff we really want in it. Mm. You guys can slaughter the open mouth kiss policy. I don't care about that. It's the open door pee policy that I think I
you
really
want
to drive.
You went for shock value out the door.
Yeah, shock value is like, whoa, and this then, is crazy. In this political climate, why would you even be making this joke still, Nick? Right? And then, so I go,
down,
cool.
Though.
You're absolutely right. And then
I'll tone
I get,
it down.
I'll tone it down. Let me just crack the door open occasionally and talk to Kevin while I'm peeing.
No,
and then, by comparison, it seems way more tame.
Oh yeah, it's
than
way
if you
more
were
tame.
Just going to throw that out there in the first place.
Now it's surprising to me that I am not the one to keep propagating this joke. I want you to know, you guys brought this up today, not me.
Nick, today when you were in the bathroom, you kept shouting, "If we had an open door policy, you could hear me," but I could hear you.
But you could hear me better. You can't hear the nuance in my voice. Do you see what I'm saying?
But
you hear a muffled
yeah,
me, and that's not my power. My power is in my voice, okay? I'm not an especially tall man, Kevin. Okay?
I have noticed this. You are
I'm not an especially tall man. But what I do have the power to do is open my mouth and things come out of it.
Too far.
So that's important. I didn't say things go into it.
No, too far.
I didn't say that, you know, things don't go down my
out
throat.
Of it.
They come out
true.
Of it.
Joey, don't look at him when he's doing stuff like that. Don't
no,
look
I'm
at him.
Looking,
don't make
I'm looking already, in your general direction.
Did we already roll the news graphic?
No.
Let's do one more. Let's go for it. Let's
the
get
news,
to it.
News,
top in the news, and let me tell you, ladies. Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Disregard.
It's too sexy. There's a giant shirtless Jeff Goldblum statue that has been erected in London.
I'm going to put this guy right here.
Please,
I don't know if I have to, but like, there it is.
I think you absolutely
to censor
do.
It?
Oh, to censor it for whatever.
For Twitch standards.
No, whatever, Twitch, you fucking prudes. You know,
stop.
Why don't you get on the Mayflower and go over back to another country and fucking start a puritanical society over there?
Nick.
Okay.
So here's the
Twitch.
Thing.
Jesus Christ, it's an anatomical portion of my body. I can't show a nipple. You know?
You can.
If I had a kid, they could feed off this nipple.
They can't. The ducks aren't there.
I don't think that's how it works.
Do you see what I'm saying? If I had a child, I could feed the child with this nipple. And Twitch, you're fucking, you know, exactly. You know what I'm saying? This story reads, Jurassic Park is getting a Jurassic-size tribute with a 25-foot statue of actor Jeff Goldblum's torso placed in front of the Tower Bridge in London on July 18th. That's today. UK streaming service Now TV celebrates the 25th anniversary of the movie by paying homage to the film's most memed moment. Goldblum's mathematician character, Dr. Ian Malcolm, with his shirtless, unbuttoned, looking sultry even after a Tyrannosaurus Rex attack. The giant statue of Goldblum stands at over 9.8 feet. That's 3 meters high and nearly 20 feet, 7 meters long.
Oh, man.
And weighs in at 331 pounds. And they keep doing the kilo. Who cares? The impressive statue took over 6 weeks and 250 painstaking hours to make. And let me tell you, they didn't say it here, well worth every second of people's time.
Is it? He looks like a zombie version of himself.
Maybe it's just the angle.
The thing is this.
No, the color's weird. Why is he like a pale green?
Well, they did it. It's an artist interpretation of it.
You don't think that's green? You wouldn't call that green?
He's a little jaundiced.
This is like puke green.
I don't know that Kevin knows what green looks like.
Kevin, can we pull up the actual picture of Dr. Ian Malcolm shirtless, which was hilarious? And after watching that movie again, there's no reason for him to be shirtless, but he just is.
I mean, it was hot.
But did you, there was some article or interview saying that, like, that wasn't scripted and he just did that and couldn't, like, they couldn't get him to put his shirt back on?
Kevin, please Google, Jeff Goldblum shirtless Jurassic Park. Can we get A-B test this? To get it. There it is.
Look at that. That's a beautiful natural.
Why was he shirtless? God damn, he's got a great chest, though. He was jacked. He had good...
I mean, it was hot.
Oh, he's sexy.
My mouse stopped working.
Hold on. He was sexy. That's fine, dude. If it stops on this, we're good.
So, yeah, there is...
I will say they didn't...
This is the now, real life? That's the statue.
Yeah, no, they didn't manage...
Did they fuck up the hair? Did they fuck up the hair
royally? Yeah, they fucked up the hair a little bit. Look at that. Well, that also, his chest is not as cut. He's a little doughy in this one. Go back to the other one. Let's A-B test this. This one, he's got more definition in his abs, near the sternum area, and in his pectoral muscles. Go back to the statue, please. There's no definition in his pec.
None.
They just did a terrible job with this. He looks he looks like a balloon version of himself. They didn't manage to capture the searing sex appeal that Jeff Goldblum
but
had.
But is that even humanly possible?
Of course.
I think no. But I think if these artists were, like, let's put it this way, and I'm not saying this is an America versus UK thing. I'm not going to try to boil this down to America versus UK. I love the UK. Mm-hmm. They are our brothers across the pond. Mm-hmm. Having said that, clearly our artists are better here. Jeff Goldblum, an American, he's our artist. Look what he does. He gives us this.
Yeah.
UK tries to do their weird rendition of that. Mm-hmm. We get Oi Governor, fish and chips. It doesn't work. Okay. Long story short, leave it to America, UK. Okay?
Can we get an installation like this here in San Francisco?
Well, the only one that I can think of is when we did the Rocky statue in Philadelphia, and it looked it just almost spot on because we're better.
Yeah.
But I will say this: if there was, I love that fucking meme so much. I love it so much.
So much.
I also like when they remix his laugh from the helicopter.
Bum 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 bum. Jurassic Park.
This is what you're talking about, Joey?
Wait, did you see the second one?
Fallen Kingdom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a review on it.
What did you...
It's not good.
You didn't like... I liked it more than Jurassic World.
Some people do.
That was more fun.
It's different. It's darker.
Trying to be less serious.
I like Jurassic World because I think it was just a remake of Jurassic Park with Chris Pratt, and I was like, that's cool. And it was bigger and bolder and crazier.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? You think it's a remake of Jurassic Park?
The first one? In so much as it's very similar to, like The Force Awakens versus A New Hope. Where it's pretty much the exact same movie. They've got a park. They think everything's going to go well. People are there. It doesn't go well. Somebody, because of human greed, decided to go one step too far and make the ultimate fucking monster.
Is that usually the same guy from the first movie? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the same guy, except this time he's a different guy, but same billionaire.
Yeah.
Same bravado. Thinks he can fly a helicopter. Spoilers, he can't really fly a helicopter that well. And then he dies, and everything just goes just bad.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If Jurassic World was a thing,
yeah,
like in real life with the movies and everything, would you go knowing the possibility of what could happen?
The thing is, if I've said this before, I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, for the movie, you got to have the T-Rex. If Jurassic Park were a thing, there's no way they would make carnivores.
Mm.
Why would they?
No, that's
stupid.
What like,
but that's like so. That's what gets the people going.
You're
going
to tell me if I said to you right now, at the zoo, there was a, what are the ones
there's
with the big long necks? The big long necks that you...
Brontosaurus.
You're going to tell me you're like, I don't want to see that? If I said there was a stegosaurus, you're
going to
say, I don't want to see a stegosaurus? If I was to tell you that there was just a mini version, just a tiny little, like they make the mini pigs, version of a triceratops that kids could ride, like they had in Jurassic World.
Yeah, I want all of these things.
But that's what I'm saying. That would drive enough ticket sales for the next 20 years.
But here's my
then
argument.
When revenue's down, you go, fuck, we got to get desperate. Let's do the Tyrannosaurus Rex. But you genetically engineer him so he's just a pud. Just a pud.
But.
And then when you, like, he's just kind of dumb.
I don't know that you can. So, with that thinking,
you just breed him with himself over and over again until he just
that,
literally
we haven't
can't
done that
figure
yet
out
with zoo animals.
How a tree works.
Like, that one, whatever, large cat escaped from the zoo and killed, like, a bunch of, like, llamas.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah, the zoo animals. And guess what? Yeah, they escape occasionally. And you know what they do? They do what fucking carnivores do. And they hunt people down.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go if there were predators there. And here's
wouldn't
why.
Wouldn't go.
No.
If we were all like, Nick, we want to go to Jurassic Park.
If, well, see, it's a complex issue. If other people paid for it, maybe I'd go. But I'll tell you this, I wouldn't go because there's always that going to be that one dipshit kid who starts throwing shit at the Tyrannosaurus Rex. I'm not going to point fingers. You feel free to point fingers. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?
Who's it
going to
be?
Who's it going to be? Who's it gonna be?
If anybody was going to aggravate an animal in a cage.
No. You guys don't know me at all. You guys fucking suck. I hate you. I would never disrespect a wild animal like that. I don't believe in it. I've said many times when the tiger got out in San Francisco and attacked the dude that was throwing rocks at him, that dude was dumb and got what he deserved.
I'll tell you one thing right now. Tiger should have been given an award for that because he is helping to take stupid people, stupid people's genes out of the gene pool.
Before you go too far.
Here, let's throw it at the big fucking killing machine. Oh no, the killing machine can jump. Look, turns out when you piss it off, it's got beast-like strength and can jump out of this stupid cage and kill me. And people are like, now we got to kill the tiger. And I'm like, why? Give the tiger an award.
The tiger's just doing what the tiger does by instinct.
My thing is this. Here's my real feeling on it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, loss of life, sad. Put that aside for the joke now. Now I'm joking.
Okay.
If the tiger, if you built the cage, if man built the cage to keep the tiger in, and tiger figures out how to get out of the cage, all's fair that ends well. You know what I mean?
No.
Tiger gets out of the cage, kill one guy, jumps back in the cage, you leave the tiger in the cage. That's all I'm saying. Don't throw shit at a tiger. You piss it off.
I'm not arguing that.
How much does a tiger weigh?
Oh, it's like 700 pounds.
700 pound giant killing machine is what these things are. Yeah. You see it in the wild, guess what? It's going to fucking kill you. Yeah. It doesn't care. And you can't blame it for doing what it naturally does.
All right. So 200 to 670 pounds, which is a really wide range. So I'm going to put it at 700 pounds.
We'll say it's 600 pounds. A 600 pound killing machine with sharp teeth and razor sharp claws.
That's a male, by the way.
Now, let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
That's scary, right?
Yeah.
What if it
I still go visit them at the zoo.
What if it were a 30-foot tall tiger?
I would still probably go visit it at the zoo.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I know that I'm one of the dumb kids.
I'll tell
I'm
you
one
right
of those
now,
dumb
because
ones
this is the other
go.
Thing. They have the electrified fence. You really think that's going to keep one T-Rex out? Also, how do they keep the T-Rex from not killing everything around it?
A lot of electricity.
They're separated. They have the T-Rex space.
You don't put tigers in the same thing as lions. You separate them out.
In the African safari, they're all together. You see what I'm saying? When you
go
out on a safari,
nature,
you see
and it regulates itself.
You see a rhino, you see some tigers. They're all just chilling, having a cup of tea.
But they're also not in a zoo. Like,
all I'm saying is this.
Small, tiny space.
Mark my words. When they make Jurassic Park, because I'm sure they're trying to figure out how to make that.
Yeah.
I'm sure Paramount or Warner, I think it's Warner, Universal.
Maybe that's
they're all trying to figure out how to actually do it. I'm sure it is. When he's not calling people pedos.
That seemed like that came out of nowhere. Is the guy known
he really
as a pedo?
He got pissed. No, like, he was calling him a pedo because he was a white dude in Thailand. Unfounded, and he apologized. He apologized. But to be fair, that guy shouldn't have talked shit because we have a policy in this country. And apparently that guy who's not from this country doesn't understand it. You talk shit, you get shot.
It is a countrywide policy.
Elon Musk says, hey, I got this fucking cool submarine I could use. The guy's like, you're a fucking idiot. The submarine's not going to fit in here. And this is a PR stunt. And go fuck yourself. And Elon Musk, instead of being like, I'm a billionaire and my ego is unshatterable because I'm a billionaire and I fucking bore tunnels under and shoot people to space and all this stuff, decided to let his ego be bruised and fuck the guy over. Like, just mess with the guy and call him a pedo. And it's a bad look when it is the white guy in Thailand because there is that stigma of white guys go to Thailand to take advantage of the Thai people. But you can't be calling people pedos.
Yeah, that's not.
You can't be going around calling people pedos. You know?
Funny, I have another question.
I laughed my ass off, but I also knew that Elon Musk was wrong and needed to apologize. And true to form, he apologized and said, that was my bad. I shouldn't have called him a pedo. That was unfounded. But you better believe Elon Musk is probably trying to find some dirt on this motherfucker right now. Because if this guy at all came close to being a pedo, Elon Musk is going to call him out. I fucked that guy, though, because the guy was like, this guy's a piece of shit. Like, he was talking shit to Elon Musk. And Elon Musk
was
like,
fuck
you.
I don't know enough about the story to really weigh in, other than you shouldn't call people.
Evidently, the guy was like, the guy.
Who is the guy, though?
The guy is
was
a.
Was just some, like, internet random?
No, he
was
is a guy
that
who
had,
is,
like, actual knowledge.
He was
a
guy that
situation.
Was integral in saving the people, the kids from the cave. So he was a guy that was brought in and was like, I'm going to show you guys how to get these kids out of this cave. He was one of the leaders of the people, but, of the
of
team
the
that was trying
crew.
To rescue these people.
Okay.
Elon Musk said, we're going to send the sub, we're going to come help you. And the guy was like, he showed up for like a day and they kicked him out. They were like, we don't need you here. Elon Musk is like, bullshit, I was there the entire time and this thing would have worked. And to prove that it would have worked, I'm now going to send the fucking submarine to the cave and have it navigate over to there. Basically, it's my ego's bigger than your ego, let's fight, which is ridiculous. The good news is they saved all the kids and everyone's safe, which is great.
Except for the one guy.
Well,
rest in peace.
R.I.P. But they got people out of the cave.
Why do you have to bring us down like that?
I know, Joey. Why can't...
Heroes should be remembered, Kevin.
I'm not saying let's forget him. I'm just saying, like, you brought us down. And
I also regret bringing up Elon Musk in case anybody...
Big Snake 69 says, clearly these men need to get in an open door bathroom and shoot the shit. It's true. I'll tell you one thing right now. Doors are meant to close each other, like us off from each other. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? They are a physical embodiment of the metaphysical and like our spiritual selves. And when you close them off, we are closing ourselves off from each other.
Yeah.
I say.
But sometimes that's a good thing.
We go military, where the next office we have, big bathroom, no dividers whatsoever, no stalls. Everyone just poops in front of each other so we can all talk.
Do we need to talk about things that urgently that we can't take like a few moments?
Question for our legal team.
Is this just a move for Nick to be able to work out of the bathroom and claim steak?
Holy shit.
I didn't even think about that. That's even better. That makes me want it more. God, the Elon Musk stuff is hilarious, though.
He's so interesting. I do
ballsy to this. Ballsy to the guy for like talking shit, though. Because I'll tell you one thing right now. If Elon Musk wanted to destroy you, he totally could.
Yeah.
You know, there's that the spaceman.
Oh.
I was listening to Duncan Trussell talk about this. Are you familiar with Duncan Trussell at all?
I'm not.
He's a comedian. He's okay. Hilarious. And he was talking about how there's a theory that the person in the spacesuit in the Tesla was one of Elon Musk's enemies.
I would not even remotely be surprised by that.
Isn't that terrifying?
Or.
And like, he's like, could you imagine like the camera's on you, you can't move. But you look like, he said, Duncan Trussell's like, imagine if you got shot into space and you wake up and there's just a sign on the dashboard that says stay calm. And you just have to keep going. And there's like saline solutions and stuff enough to keep you alive for a few months and you just get shot out into space.
It's terrifying and stuff to keep you alive.
You know what I mean? Like an IV, just something that would drip a little bit of nutrients to keep you alive.
Enough nourishment to keep you alive.
It's terrifying. It's the most terrifying thing.
Isn't that terrifying?
Basic functioning.
If he did that, that would be the most gangster shit ever.
But Nick,
that's some
he could do it, Kevin.
But he didn't do it.
He could do it, though.
This is like the Hillary murder thing. It didn't happen.
We'll never know.
No.
We will never know.
No, we're pretty positive.
What if Elon Musk himself was the astronaut man? And the Elon Musk that's on Earth right now
clone?
Is a simulation.
Not a simulation. What do they call it? Life body clones? No. Yeah. What do they call it? Marvel. In that stupid show.
Whatever that is.
I never got there, so.
He's AI, essentially.
He's AI. I think that'd be cool.
LMC. Is it LMC?
Because I feel like he's been a little bit more outspoken,
LMD.
A little bit more out
life
there.
Life model decoy, LMD.
Since.
Got it.
All of that stuff started happening.
No, what I feel like is he realizes that he's got the overwhelming support of a lot of people, and we want to see him innovate and do cool stuff. And occasionally he's going to misstep. Occasionally he's going to misstep and call you a pedo. Mm-hmm. But is one man's maybe not pedophilia exposing that,
I don't like where we're going.
That guy's suing the shit out of him, by the way.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Defamation?
He's probably
going to.
Oh, my God. If a billionaire called you a pedophile, you're not going to sue that guy for defamation of character? I'd be like, you owe me $1 million.
But it's not defamation if it's not, like, printed as, like, a fact, right?
He tweeted it.
Yeah, but, like, you can tweet whatever you want right now.
Yeah, but I don't think.
Like, I'm going to kill the president.
Don't say that. We're going to get
no,
all
I'm saying you can't say that. I'm saying
I don't know how it works. I do know that you are opening up yourself for a lawsuit. If I were just to accuse you of something publicly, that's slander.
Yeah.
So libel is if I printed it.
Yeah, I think there's more rules. Like it's not just like tweeting it out.
You know how this goes, though.
Billionaire. You're going to find some lawyer who's going to
Some lawyer is like, we're going to do this because he'll settle out of court for $1 million.
Is there a story of him like trying to sue?
The guy said he was asked by a news outlet, do you think you're going to take legal action? And the guy's like, yeah, I probably will. Now, whether or not he will, I'm sure. Look, if this guy's a man, then, you know, if he's a good human, he will accept Elon's apology and realize that everyone came together to do a good thing and they'll move on. If he lets his ego get the best of him and wants money.
What if he doesn't think that Elon tried to do a good thing and it was just a publicity stunt?
Well,
do you think if he went to Thailand to do fucking bad shit right now, he's just sitting there terrified?
If that guy's ever done one bad thing in Thailand, and by bad thing I mean let's be clear,
fuck kids.
Yeah. Decided to take advantage of any of the people you can take advantage of in Thailand as a wealthier white person, yeah, I would maybe just back off. They're like, you know what? Let's just go my separate way. But I don't think that's the case. I think this guy's a genuinely good guy. I think Elon Musk just got a little ahead of himself and decided to insult this person. And he's in the wrong. And he apologized. And they need to settle this. What I'd love to see is these two guys get together and talk about how they could have solved all of these issues verbally instead of, you know, like getting together and actually talk through this stuff. And also commiserate on how they ended up hopefully both helping to do a good thing, which is save some people's lives. But instead of doing that, this is going to be a pissing contest. Whatever.
Still not really sure how Elon Musk helped anything in this.
He didn't.
He did not.
Yeah, he wasn't able.
But he wanted to.
Help. Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to send a submarine. And they were like, no, we're just going to send divers in and get these people out. I think the Navy SEALs ended up helping more than anyone else.
Yeah.
But the guy that he called the pedo was like
a Thai SEAL.
Was he a Thai SEAL?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a sad situation.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Are you excited? Is anyone excited about Overlord?
I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
It's the new Bad Robot movie.
Oh,
I saw the trailer this morning. Oh, it looked pretty cool.
Is it in the universe of...
It may or may not be.
Is it connected to Lost?
It may or may not be. No, I think it's in the...
Cloverfield. Oh, then yes, I am excited.
Do you want to watch this trailer? Chat, let me know if you want to watch this trailer, because it's got an AC/DC song that may get us claimed.
It'll probably get us claimed.
But it's a dope trailer. You know what?
I would like to watch it.
Yeah, CRS underscore one says it's supposedly in the Cloverfield universe. Remember how they were saying they were going back to World War II?
Oh.
And this is the one about the soldiers that get, like, on D-Day, find some crazy shit.
This
crazy...
is one of the potential alternate timelines.
Right.
I didn't know that it officially had a name.
It does. It's called Overlord. Let's watch it.
Okay.
You ready?
Ago, I was cutting grass in my front yard. And the mailman shows up with a letter from the army. Now I'm here. No idea where I'm gonna end up.
Welcome to France.
What happened here? Some questions don't have good answers.
There's a lot of soldiers.
Hell's out there. There's only four
of us. Find out what's inside that compound.
Son. Everything about AC/DC makes everything better.
What is this?
A 1,000-year army. These 1,000-year soldiers. What's behind that wall? What do you do with those people?
Don't look at it. Come on, dude.
Look at it.
You'll lose his eyeball.
I've been given a purpose.
Sign me up, dude.
Yeah. I'm in. I want to give a couple.
If it's not in the Cloverfield universe, I'm still in.
I think it is.
I believe it is
I'm
well.
I'm pretty sure it is. Secondly, I do want to give a shout out to Euron Greyjoy, who was the Nazi scientist in this. I love that actor, whose name I cannot pronounce. Pilo Ass Bake.
Pilo Ass.
And if you are living currently in Holland or any of those areas and you know how to say that, please tell me how to say it in the chat, because I have no idea. He's awesome. He was also really dope as the the sidekick in Ghost in the Shell, even though I didn't care so much for Ghost in the Shell. I thought it had some flaws, but he's awesome.
I don't know. I never saw Ghost in the Shell.
It's beautifully shot.
That's what the other, the main guy,
yeah,
the blonde
he
guy, he's in Table 19 with Anna
Kendrick.
Oh,
yeah. How was that?
And
Wyatt
then
Russell?
He was also in Ingrid Goes West.
What's Joaquin Woodbine from?
Which I really liked as well. Dude, I'm super into this.
Who's the main character?
And he's the dude from Playtest. Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's one of those faces where it's like, I know I've seen you in things, but I don't remember what exactly you have been in. But I very much like him.
It's a good cast. This looks cool. Let me tell you, this looks a lot better than Paradox.
And Aliens vibes from this.
Oh, well, people were in the chat were saying Wolfenstein.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, this is dope. This definitely has a Wolfenstein vibe to it. I'm excited about it.
I'm super excited.
The Cloverfield Paradox, I didn't particularly, it just was a mess. This looks like it's a lot more of a...
Cohesive.
Well, cohesive, but also a standalone movie. Yeah. Or maybe they didn't have to shoehorn in a lot of the Cloverfield stuff into it.
Yeah.
All the Cloverfield stuff that had been shoehorned in, you really felt that it was shoehorned in.
Literally. They were like, let's put another 20 minutes on the beginning of this to tie it in. Like, no, that's stupid.
The movie itself, though, was really cool. What a great concept.
Great concept.
I liked what it did for the Cloverfield universe.
When they find, when they open the wall.
Oh, and the girls.
Terrifying. All the stuff with the Scottish dude.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Love him. Love him in Bridesmaids.
He was in IT Crowd, right?
He is an IT Crowd. Yeah, he's also did a movie that I cannot get through the first 20 minutes of, which is questions about time travel. Or frequently asked questions about time travel.
I don't know that.
Frequently.
Yeah, it's a movie that I've wanted to watch. It's a great concept, but I just... These guys go into a pub and find like a time traveling, I guess one of the stalls you can time travel through. I might get that wrong.
Interesting.
I can't get through the first 10 minutes of it because it's so low budget.
Where can you watch it?
Frog and Bullfish? I will watch that trailer.
Amazon Prime.
Probably later.
Cool. Kev, bring up this next news story. Just a fun one. Dark Knight. Celebrate the Dark Knight's 10th anniversary. It's getting a special 70mm IMAX release. I never saw this in 70mm, so I might actually go see this.
I'm totally down to go see this.
So good, especially the scenes that were shot in IMAX, which includes, I believe, the first scene.
Yeah.
Where the bank robbery scene. So cool.
This wasn't the first movie I ever went to a midnight release for, but it's the first one I remember the theater being like electric.
Oh my god.
People were so excited for this, and like I had never felt energy in a movie theater like that before, and I still don't think I have.
We saw this the year it came out at E3. The last night at E3, a bunch of us at IGN went and got tickets to see this, and the projector broke. And we were like,
sucks.
Oh my god, are you like, it was like the projector broke like midway through the first scene, and we were like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And they're like, we got it, no worries, all right, we got it back on. And they got it back on, and we watched it. I was like, this is so cool. So it was like literally a half hour longer than it should have been. We didn't care.
It works.
By the time you get to that last scene where he's going up the tunnel into the light, it's fucking dope.
My college roommates drove up from Southern California to Northern California for a week, and this was like the first thing that we did. They got there. We went to the movie theater.
So
we
cool.
waited in line. I kind of, on some level, missed that because I think it was like a fun activity.
Oh, yeah.
For like that and like the Harry Potter movies.
But now you don't wait in line anymore. Now you actually just go sit in the theater and everyone.
But it was more of like an experience and like an event at that point.
Right.
You had so much time invested into it. But for convenience sake, I do like just that we show up and we sit in the seats that we
picked. Yeah, it's much better. Much better. Let me ask you this question. Are you watching The Crown?
So here's the thing. I don't really dig British period pieces as a whole. I am excited because once it gets to like this time period, like the more modern stuff, then I think I will dig in.
You should watch The Crown. It's really well done.
But
it's really beautiful. It's more about the characters. It's more about the time. It's more about. It's just so. It's such a nuanced.
But that's
beautiful.
That's what I don't like.
But it's not. It's not.
How are you so bad at listening?
Sorry, it's not. Let me back up. It has less to do with the fact.
The era.
No, I mean it does have to do with the era. I guess that's true. But I think it's a lot more nuanced than that. Like, I think it's really just about the characters.
But even stuff like Downton Abbey, I don't really care about.
It's not Downton Abbey. It's a lot more broad strokes. It's a lot more... It's really about the queen and when she took it over when she was very young and the obligations there. And then the dynamic with her and her husband of, like, having a marriage that's in the public eye and they're not allowed to have... It's really good. It's really, really good.
I don't think that's, like, my thing. I like the more modern British monarchy stuff, which makes me want to jump in for this new season.
Well, it's not that much more modern, but like 10 years later or 20 years later.
I don't know.
But maybe. Needless to say, this is really, really cool. If you're not familiar with The Crown, of course, it's on Netflix, and it's one of my favorite series, and they're doing something very, very cool with it. Bring this up, Kev.
Sorry.
Vanessa Kirby's character, who plays the sister to the queen, I think she's a princess as well, what they're doing is they're doing a big time jump here. So Claire Foy and Vanessa Kirby were the younger, the queen and her sister.
Yeah.
And now they're jumping, and Olivia Colman is taking over, and you can see her at the bottom image here. She's taking over as a queen, and Helen Bonham Carter is taking over for Vanessa Kirby, which is really, really cool. And it's really, it's ballsy, too, because though Claire Foy and Vanessa Kirby, awesome. They're awesome. And you love their characters. And then the dynamic between the two of Claire Foy being queen and having to be prim and proper and never having an opinion versus Vanessa Kirby, who like wants to be, get out there and like express herself and do crazy things and marry and party and drink and all these things. It's really, really cool. So it'll be interesting to see how they adopt these roles, not only from the how much do they take over some of the persona of what the actors before set up versus where are you at 10, 20 years later?
Yeah,
you
know? Like as like personal evolution and all that kind of
it's
stuff.
It's really cool. I don't know how far the passage of time in here is, but if you haven't watched this, I think it's going to be really cool. And it's a risk though, because it's you're essentially doing what they're doing in like a True Detective, where you're just changing everything up.
Yeah, I mean maintaining a similar. Like a it's later storyline.
Same concept.
But it's hard. I think it's also hard when, like, The Crown is obviously very successful. It's like you take that risk of, hey, we're going to try something new and we're going to bring in new people. And, like, we hope it works out. we hope that people still like it. But you are kind of a little bit leaving potentially money on the table.
We'll see. We'll see. Why are people talking about Altered Carbon? Let's see. Get Buckets. I've watched it. I don't like it. Didn't vibe with me. There you go. Let's leave it out. Ms. Jasmine300 says, everyone in the chat, stop mentioning Altered Carbon. Kev, you watched Altered Carbon a little bit, right?
I enjoyed it.
Couldn't get into it. Gave it 3 episodes. I'm done. There's too much good stuff out there to watch. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go into the tips real quick.
Kevin, after that, I'm going to add a story that I forgot to add. But we can do tips first. I'm going to Slack it to you.
Cool. No, keep it in control.
If you've given us a tip, we'll read it now. Just like John Lee Brick did. Says, Nick, today is the last day for Horse Wrestling League shirt. Get them before you can't on Bonfire. That was actually yesterday. So sorry about that, guys. You've missed out. Greedy Ears gave us a tip for today and said, I offer this fun clip to the Great Wall of Kevin. This casual nod at the end makes it for me.
Is it the one about the kid playing tennis?
I don't know. You'll have to view it. As you know, Kevin, I don't watch my own clips.
Yes, I did not enjoy it.
Okay, sorry, you're done. Dirk Saxon says, hey champ, I'm planning to get a Kinda Funny tattoo in the next week or so, and was wondering, is there anywhere I can get pictures of the animated show versions of Andy and Cool Greg? They're the only two I can't find. Vote for the open door e-policy. Pictures of them.
As a character, no.
Other than in the,
the only thing I have is screenshots. We don't have any like artwork or anything like on I don't have them on alpha or anything like that. Sorry about that. You'll just have to HD the screenshots.
Okay, where'd you put the thing?
I put it in Slack.
Rise Hammer says Nick and Joey together. No, we're not. We're not reading. Red Lori, Yellow Lori, Red. No, we're not reading that.
Oh, yeah, you guys are.
We're not doing that together. It's just not happening. Eco Squad 351 gave us 500 cheers. Said recently you talked about how good Die Hard is. I was wondering, what are your takes? What your take is on the sequels. They're fun. Die Hard 2 is, it's
like
very much the exact same movie as 1, except in an airport. It's a little too long, and it doesn't have the panache of the first one. 3 I thought was fun because they took it out, and they were like, it's going to be a citywide Die Hard. So I thought that was pretty cool. You put Samuel L. Jackson there. Love the dynamic between the two.
What's not to like about that?
SLJ.
Die Hard, Live Free or Die Hard, I actually really enjoyed.
Is that the one with,
Justin Long and Kevin Smith?
That one I think is really fun.
It's
fun. I like the villain.
Timothy Oliphant.
And
Maggie
his little,
Q.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Love them.
Really fun. Then
really
we get,
the only one I don't love is the Russia one.
Yeah, that's because it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Like, zero fucks given. Bruce Willis, you could tell, just did not want to be there. Was just doing it for a paycheck. Terrible.
What I did like about it is the tagline they use, which is, Yippee Ki Yay, Mother Russia. That's pretty good.
That is bringing me back.
Pretty good.
That is it for tips. Ladies and gentlemen, did you want to go over this last news story?
Yeah. So this came out last week. So I didn't watch the show last week, so I don't know if you guys went over this, but this is from IGN.com, William Bibbiani, who I believe does stuff with the Schmodown, right?
He does
right?
stuff for, Schmoes.
He wrote this article on 11 underrated movies that aren't underrated anymore. So I was just going to go through and, like, hit a couple of these.
Go for it.
We got Aliens 3 on here, which I don't know.
People really dislike it, and I'm going to...
Well, let's just go through the list.
Aliens 3 starts out fucking terribly. Killing off the characters from Aliens 2 is just so upsetting.
I think Aliens is
awful.
Aliens is a top 5 movie for me.
Aliens or Alien?
Aliens.
The two, yeah.
Yeah.
Classic. So Alien and Aliens are great.
Yeah.
Alien 3, the problem with Alien 3 was that it feels like a movie that was unfinished.
Yeah.
Because it was, in fact, a movie that was unfinished. Like, there are even scenes in this that they didn't have time to actually finish the effects on. It is not a well thought out movie. It is a cool concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy it. But it is not as good as Aliens.
I agree.
No, yeah,
I feel
it's
like
not as good. I really think its biggest problem is that it kills off fucking, like, it throws away Aliens 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it kills really off. The whole point of Aliens 2 is that she gets redemption from, you know, if you remember Aliens, it starts with her going, like, trying to research where her daughter is, and it turns out her daughter's dead, and that is her character arc, is, like, going back and trying to rectify that to some degree, and that's what happens with the Newt character, right? She finds this kid, and she's very much like, I'm going to take care of this, and projecting, takes care of the kid, saves the kid, and in doing so, finds a little bit of redemption for having left her other daughter, which I thought was fascinating. In the third one, you're like, cool, that is a really heartfelt thing. Let's make sure she drowns in her hyper chamber or whatever the fuck those things are.
Yeah.
And also, while you're at it, why don't you go ahead and kill Michael Biehn, who should have been a huge star and was not.
Yeah.
And it sucks. They just killed off Hicks and Newt. Now, had they done Hicks and Newt on that planet with her, would have been cool.
That would have been dope.
Would have been dope.
Fucked up, too.
You know, for the longest time, they were trying to retcon it and do a sequel after Aliens, right, with Hicks. Wasn't Neil Blomkamp doing that or something like that?
That sounds familiar.
There were some stills that came out with, like, older Hicks where his face is all burned.
Weren't the stills really fucked up? Like, I don't remember what they were.
Chat will let us know. What are the next ones?
All right, yeah.
Next one.
Oh, Alien 3 is by far. Drewski_2K says Alien 3 is greater than Alien Resurrection. Yeah. Yes, it is. Alien movies get worse as they go on.
Here's the thing. I enjoy Alien Resurrection. I like the concept a lot. The, like, oh, hey, they cloned her.
It's all over the place,
but I like it.
Shit going on. Number 3, Mask of the Phantasm. By the way, not underrated. It is amazing. Everyone's known that
forever.
That's
what they're saying. These are underrated movies that aren't underrated anymore.
Hey, Will Bibbiani. Mask of the Phantasm, never underrated. Was always widely touted as an amazing film.
Who's Bibbiani?
The guy that wrote the story.
Oh.
Next one.
Good recall on that.
Thank you.
Next one.
I think I met him a couple times.
Tokyo Drift, which I agree
which
with.
Which we have been arguing with for
but
years.
I agree with this in the sense that when it first came out, I was like, I don't like this. But because they were able to tie it back into the entire storyline, I think that it gave it more validity as like an integral part of the franchise.
I will agree that as time has gone on, we have recognized how important this film is. Having said that, though, I did not like a Fast and Furious film until I watched this. The other two, I was like, well, because Fast and Furious...
Not even the first one?
Fast and Furious was terrible when it came out. Everyone was like, this is a stupid movie. It's an FBI agent who's tasked to go after fucking people who are stealing stereos. Give me a fucking break. It was bad. Then the second one comes out, and you're like, wow.
That's really
it's like
bad.
As bad as the first one, minus half the budget,
mm-hmm.
and put in Tyrese. We couldn't even get Vin Diesel back. Bad. Next one. Oh, joke.
Oh,
I see where it is. I see. This whole thing was just a long joke at my expense.
It was a buildup.
It was a buildup.
To Grease 2.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's a hot screen. I got to go back and watch Grease 2.
You got to do it.
All kidding aside, I'm going to go back and watch it, and I will be the keeper of whether or not Grease 2 is good.
Yeah.
An important question here.
Yeah.
Are these the same characters from Grease
1? No.
No.
So,
it's just totally
Michelle Pfeiffer, her name is Stephanie Zanoni in this movie. She's one of the pink ladies. The guy, Maxwell Caulfield, he plays Sandy's cousin. That's how they tie it in.
Is Sandy still alive, or is the theory that she drowned in the beginning confirmed?
No, she's definitely still alive.
You know why I don't like that guy?
Why?
Because he played the asshole in Empire Records.
Oh, but he's so good. It's really Rex good. Manning Day?
Yeah.
But he's so good at that.
Love that movie. And by the way, Michelle Pfeiffer, just shout out to Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Just in general.
She's between, yeah.
I want to quickly go through the next seven movies, because even though I know this was a giant joke at my expense, I don't care. Gremlins 2, still terrible.
What?
Next. This is not a good movie.
Yeah, but it's...
Halloween 3, are you kidding me? Next.
I think Greg hates this movie. Cool, Greg.
Everyone hates that movie.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus, good movie.
I don't think it's underrated.
I don't think it's
No, it's rated underrated. Right where it needs to be.
I think it's one of the better, like, holiday-themed movies.
Uh-huh.
Fair point. Next.
Two, I've never Freddy's seen Revenge. Any of the Nightmare on Elm Street
Yeah, I don't have
Street
the
movies.
Context. I've seen these. I can't remember if they're good or bad.
Oh, here we go, baby. Here we go.
This movie was just an abomination.
It's on Netflix, so if you want to watch it and judge for yourself.
Hirsch? Yeah, it's bad. Go.
I loved him in
this movie's unwatchable.
Lords of Dogtown.
That's not true
it's
at all.
It's unwatchable.
The special effects are terrible. They have not aged well.
It's like if you took a kaleidoscope and beat yourself over the fucking head with it. That's the effects in this. This movie makes no sense.
Don't believe
me. The plot was written for 3-year-olds.
Just and watch. That's not.
It's like taking a box of crayons, melting it, and smearing it all over your eyeballs.
I can't believe he's saying the plot was written for 3-year-olds. It's got terrible. The Wachowskis nailed it.
You know what, Kev? We're at the table with this. You know why? Because we had a debate on this on the GOG show, the Tim versus Nick episode. You guys can go back and watch that
where
if you're willing to hear my thoughts.
Tim makes valid points, and you just
ignore
it.
No. You made valid points.
That's true. I
and
did.
Tim kind of agreed with you, but we both can agree that Tim is dumb.
Now, here's the thing about Starship Troopers, guys.
Awesome movie.
I've never enjoyed it.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah,
but I like it because it's Paul Verhoeven.
It has boobies in it, I believe, right?
It's got a lot of boobies in it.
Yeah, so
at least two boobie scenes that I remember.
I remember being a kid and being like, "Okay, all right, I'm gonna watch this now."
Never seen it.
Yeah,
Unbreakable was underrated, and now we are all realizing that M. Night Shyamalan has been playing the long game.
I mean,
it's been a long con. Oh, again, we are really long. Here.
I think Unbreakable a little overrated in my book.
A little overrated.
People really like it, and I never loved it.
If you go back and watch it now, though, it's actually a lot better.
With
the current context of all of the Marvel movies, if you look at it as a superhero film, like, wow, this is really like dark. It's I like it a lot.
Not like go back and rewatch it.
100% A+ great, but I think it's really really cool.
Yeah,
I went back and watched it like 4 months ago after. Maybe it was longer. No, it was about 4 or 5 months ago. I was like, oh, I like that. I appreciate this now a lot more than I used to.
I'm excited for
it. I think it was ahead of its time. We're at 12:03. Hey, we got time. P.S. I love his best friend, XOXO. Today comes from Emlyn.
Mm-hmm.
Emlyn is shouting out Krantus. Says, while Kumail has been away enjoying himself, deservedly so, Krantus has been killing it, filling in for him, posting the recaps on the subreddit. He deserves loads of credit and sweet, nasty love. Ooh. Awesome. Thank you very much for that, guys. Giveaway time. Since we're a little long in the tooth, I won't bother telling you guys how to win. Y'all know that. It's four ways. One, be in the chat. Two, subscribe to us via Amazon Prime. Three, patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the $2 above level. You also get all the awesome stuff on the $1 above level as well. You guys know all this stuff.
Yeah, right? Don't tell them.
I don't need to go through that stuff.
We don't need to rehash that.
Make sure, of course, you use your Amazon Prime account or it goes away every month. You got to re-up it. It sucks. But I gave mine to Sancho West. He is an ingrate. Today's giveaway comes from Kind of Funny. Giveaway winner comes from the Kind of Funny Games patron. Congratulations to Quentin Giles. You have won Mugsters on Switch.
Ooh.
That sounds cool. All right, let's go into the 3 and 3. Let's talk to the chat
let's
for a little bit.
Chat
and then
chatting.
Daddy's going to get in an aeroplane. I'm leaving on a jet plane to SDCC. And if you're in the San Diego area and you see me and you don't say hi, I will say, how dare you, sir?
How dare you, sir?
And or ma'am. How dare you, sir, and or ma'am?
Know What's Good says, who's on Kind of Funny Games Daily today? It's going to be Tim, Mr. Gary Whitta.
Oh, people really like that pairing.
Yeah.
Oh, Get Buckets asks a very important question. Nick, what do you think about Scar? He says Scar Low. I think he meant Scar Joe leaving Rub and Tug. I think it was an inevitability after her PR team royally muffed their response to the criticism of her taking that role. And after all of the controversy surrounding her and Ghost in the Shell, I think from just a PR standpoint, she had to leave. My question, my big question is, we'll see how, like, if they do end up casting a lesser-known actor, how well is that movie going to do?
Yeah.
We'll see. The thing is, now there's controversy surrounding it, so they might be able to use that energy to promote the film.
Like
ScarJo left, and we've actually got a trans person in this role. Like, yeah. Is that... I have no doubt that multiple actors of every background could fill that role because the story itself is actually relatively fascinating, at least to me, because, you know, I'm kind of a prevert. But
stop. I don't know. Are you familiar with this?
I have no. Yeah, I know about the controversy. I don't know anything about the project itself.
The project itself surrounds a transgendered, I believe. Gosh, I'm gonna get it wrong. Transgender person who is was credited with starting a giant ring of rub and tug massage parlors. Where basically you go in for a massage, but they also give you a little.
Yeah.
Like, how's your father in LA?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
How's your father?
Fun concept, right? Of course, Scarlett Johansson is cast as the transgender character, and the transgender community is like, yo.
Can we not?
Can we do it? Similar to how The Rock came under some fire recently for being an amputee, and people were like, why don't you just cast an amputee? And he's like, I'm The Rock. I don't know.
I think that's a little bit different, correct?
I mean,
if this is based on a true story?
Sure. But I think the criticism is, yo, if you're going to have a character who is X, why aren't you given the opportunity to have at least some people in the conversation who are also representative of that in real life? Yeah. I see both sides of this argument.
Totally.
I definitely don't have a specific standpoint on this. I think it's an important conversation to be had, and I'm glad people are having it.
Yeah.
With The Rock being an amputee and people saying, hey, why don't you cast an amputee? I think that is a little bit different than the ScarJo situation.
Yeah.
Not much. For this one, I think, you know, my take on The Rock situation is, look, The Rock is powerful enough that if he didn't want the character to be a certain way, he could have nixed that from the script. So clearly this was a positive choice he was making to hopefully have a positive effect on people who are amputees.
Yeah, to be like a representation.
I think it's a, hey, you guys, you know, I think it's definitely a let's change people's opinions, or at least let's help to normalize this and mainstream this, because these are just human beings like the rest of us. And I think to criticize him for that is maybe a little unfounded. But again, I think it's worth having the conversation. Yeah. I think The Rock's a big enough guy and to be able to take that criticism and roll with it.
I feel like he's posted some stuff, like, I don't know if it was Twitter or Instagram, about it.
Did you guys talk about this yesterday?
No, but it's awesome. The Rock is the highest paid. What is this? This is from last year. He made $124 million last year.
Yeah.
Take that, Mark Wahlberg.
He posted on Instagram, and the response are, it's like Josh Brolin being like, oh man, I was right there with you, man. I'm right behind you.
Yeah.
And then someone else being like, oh man, it's awesome to see the fucking famous ass people responding.
You know, what are you going to do? $124 million in 1 year is, that's a lot of money.
Is that not double what,
I think when Mark Wahlberg hit the list, he was at, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in the ballpark of, 68.5 million. Just ballparking that to act. They gave him that to act. Good for The Rock.
Man.
And my point in bringing these subjects up is not necessarily to create controversy. I think it's an interesting conversation to be had. I really do think that I see both sides of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting. Like, the one side with the ScarJo is that they always say, you know, the movie wouldn't get made without a major Hollywood star. And that ScarJo is, in fact, trying to at least bring attention to that community's voice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the other argument is you're an actor. Can't you, isn't that the medium? Aren't you supposed to be able to play that, right?
Yeah.
Similar to how when they were going to cast Matt, I want to say, what's his last name? Bonner?
Bomber.
Bomber. The guy from White Collar, who is outwardly gay. They were going to cast him as Gray in 50 Shades of Gray. And the guy that produced that movie was like, no, he's gay. No one will ever believe that. And everyone's like, yo, he's an actor. He can act straight.
Yeah.
Like, that's a stupid, very narrow-minded take on that. Mm-hmm. Now we're having the opposite, where it's like, why can't ScarJo be this character?
Yeah.
Again, not for me to decide. I'm not a casting agent. But I do think there's a conversation in there to be had.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different when it's...
So yeah, the glove bomb in the chat was like, ScarJo's PR response certainly did help. No. Talking shit is definitely not the way to have that conversation. They basically fired back. If you're not familiar with what they talked about, their PR response was basically like, why don't you ask Jeffrey Tambor and all the other straight actors who were playing, or not straight actors, excuse me, actors who were playing trans people, why don't you ask them their response? To which the trans community was like, hey, double fuck you, man. You can't say shit like that's not a cool.
That's not a
positive response to this.
Just because somebody else didn't doesn't mean that it's okay for you. Yeah.
So it's interesting, but we're gonna see probably more and more of this as Hollywood continues to progress. All right, let's go into sub-bullying mode right now. I've wasted everyone's time with my useless opinion. Subscribers.
What else is going on?
JPL1017 says, perfect example, Neil Patrick Harris playing a womanizer in How I Met Your Mother. I put womanizer in there. He says, How I Met Your Mother, but he's gay in real life and he plays a straight man there. Yeah, exactly. A perfect example. He nailed that role. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Like, spoilers, it doesn't matter who you are in your normal life. If you're a good actor, you can play any character. You think Gary Oldman was really Churchill? No. He's barely even British.
Dude, Gary
Oldman. I'm not even sure Gary Oldman is British.
Is he British? Okay. I can't remember what Gary Oldman's actual
voice
is.
Because he disappears into the roles. You see what I'm saying?
I was watching The Professional last weekend. He's so fucking good.
Do you remember him as Sirius Black? Fucking
no!
Shot. Exactly.
I did it to him right now.
Because he was that.
God, he's a good actor.
You disappear, ladies and gentlemen.
Bam, bam, bam.
All right, let's see. He's actually Dracula. He was Dracula. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
He is Dracula.
Bram Stoker's Dracula is one of my guilty pleasures.
Is it? I hate that
Yes,
movie.
I love that movie.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It doesn't make any sense. And then, in order to add insult to injury, they also throw Keanu Reeves in. And you're like, I just wanted this to be Point Break. Why isn't this another Point Break movie? You put Keanu Reeves. God bless Keanu Reeves.
It's so bad.
What was I was watching. Oh, I watched Speed while I was home last week. What a movie.
Great movie. Yeah.
So good.
Stay on and get off.
It's so good. So good.
Remember when he was like, shoot the hostage? And he shoots Jeff. And then Jeff Daniels gets shot and then blown up.
No, poor Jeff.
Sad.
That's a rough movie. Or that's a rough role for him. Also, is Jeff Daniels also in Arachnophobia?
Yeah, he's the lead in Arachnophobia. It's a fucking great movie. Jeff Daniels has been in great movies. Oh, it's so good. It's still great.
I just don't like spiders.
I can't stand spiders. Hate them. You know why?
Because they're Arachnophobia. Gross.
When I watched it, mm-hmm. We were watching the storm drain thing, my wife and I. And I was like, God, I hate storm drains. They fucking creep me out. And she goes, you know why you hate storm drains? Because of it.
Probably.
Because you watched it. And it freaked you out. And I was like, is that why I hate spiders? Because I watched Arachnophobia. She's like, no, spiders are the fucking devil. And they should be wiped off this earth.
Arachnophobia doesn't help.
Because they're tiny little monsters. And if they were twice the size, they would run this fucking planet.
Yeah.
Just FYI. So when you see a spider, kill a spider. What I have to say. Unless they're outside. Let them do their thing outside. Mm-hmm. You know my spider. You know my,
Do I?
Here's my policy on spiders.
Okay.
If they're in their natural habitat, so be it. I.e. outside, if they've got a web outside and they're killing flies and mosquitoes and all that
shit. They're in our garden little
Let them
thing.
Do their thing.
Yeah.
Same with snakes.
Fuck them, dude.
But the second you're in my shower, it's me or you.
And there's
Squash
really
time.
Only one answer to that question.
Squash
time. Me.
Exactly.
I don't ever, well, I guess if they're in my shower, I don't squash them. I just drown them.
Rev Lord Nito says, spiders are built out of terror. They are. They're terrifying, terrifying creatures.
That's honestly the one hesitation I have for going to Australia.
They have those giant fucking spiders.
Yeah, not really into that.
Yeah, I'm not into that either. Anyone remember Eight-Legged Freaks, says Wolf Smalls? I do. David Arquette, classic. Actually, a movie that has no business being as good as it is.
I don't think I ever saw it.
It is fucking really fun. It's really fun.
Have we, one random question that's not in the chat, but I just want to know. How do you feel about the movie The Meg? Are you excited for that at all?
We're going to. Yeah. It's going to be a part of Geostorm Podcast.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 12:15. We are way too long in the tooth. We got to get going. I love you all. Joey, thanks for joining me. You are back on the show tomorrow. No. Tomorrow's show is The Minority Report, starring Kevin and Andy. Tune in for that, and then after that is going to be Andy and Joey. Yeah, I think so. Unless Joey wants to do it again. You guys can do whatever you want.
We can switch around.
But I will be off in SDCC. Make sure you follow me at @Nick_Scarpino on Twitter and Instagram for all the funds there. And if you're in the SDCC area and you don't want me to repeat everything I just did at the beginning of the show, but you want to know it, go to kindoffunny.com/SDCC. You can see our full list of all the stuff we're doing there. Please come out to Petco Park. When we were hosting the Rocket League birthday party to sing some happy birthday to the Rocket League folks and hang out with us. We love you very much. Until Monday, have a great day, everyone. Kevin, please cut the feed.